بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم وجهتنا إليك بعنايتك في محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومنزلتي لديك ما تجلس بهذه الأمة من صلاح قلوبهم وجمع شملهم من ذال النور عليهم وجمع قلوبهم عليك وجهتهم إليك توجهوا إليك بك وبذاتك وأسمائك وصفاتك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبادك الصالحين ثم عند الفتح الأكبر المطلق المبين وصلاح القلب والقلب أن تحيا ما مات وتود ما فات من حقائق الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان والمعرفة الخاصة والمحبة الخالصة في هذه الأمة المحمدية وأن تدفع عنك وإيديكم بلية برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise Allah. He is Allah in the heavens and on earth. He knows your secrets and what you reveal, and He knows what you do. Remember that Allah knows what is in your souls, so be mindful of Him.
لما أراد أن يتحدث عن ماهية التصوف أو عن هذا العلم الذي يقوم على المراقبة والشهود للرب فهي الركيزة التي يقوم عليها هذا العلم كله جاء بالآيات المناسبة لحقائق الشهود والمراقبة.
When the Shaykh wanted to speak on the reality or the meaning of tasawwuf, and it is based upon being mindful, aware of Allah's gaze and vision of Him, the Shaykh brought verses which indicated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's awareness of us.
ففي أول هذه الآية الأولى ذكر الحق جل جلاله وتعالى في علاه في إحاطته بكل شيء الوجود العلمي والإحاطي والقدرة والتدبير في جميع السماوات والأرض في قوله وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض.
In this first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions His encompassing in knowledge and encompassing in power, and He mentions again His encompassing knowledge and power of that which is in the heavens and the earth. So He says He is Allah in the heavens and in the earth.
ومن المعلوم عند جميع المؤمنين أن الوجود الحق لله تبارك وتعالى جل وتنزه عن التكييف والحصر والحد وتصور الأذهان المخلوقة.
And it is well known that Allah's existence, His existence is beyond modality, meaning you can't say how is His existence. And His existence is on that which we can perceive or that which we conceive.
فإذا تحدث عن وجود لأي كائن ولأي مخلوق كان من العرش أو الكرسي أو الجنة أو النار أو السماء أو الأرض أو الإنس أو الجن أو الملائكة فإنما يتحدث عن وجود حادث محصور يقبل الفناء والزوال.
If you speak of anything that exists, whether that is the throne or that is the pedestal or that is the heavens or that is the earth or that is paradise or that is the fire, anything in existence, we mean something that didn't previously exist and it was brought into existence in time. It's contingent.
وهذا لازم لكل موجود سوى الله تعالى.
And this is the enduring quality or the requisite quality of anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لكن إذا تحدث عن وجود الله فهو أمر غير ذلك وفوق ذلك ولا يحيط به غيره سبحانه وتعالى.
However, if we speak of the existence of Allah, it is something other than that. It is something above that. And no one encompasses this other than Allah ta'ala.
هو وجود ذاتي.
This is an existence that is essential or through himself.
لا ابتداء له ولا أولية.
With no beginning or initial point.
دائم سرمدي.
That is eternal and everlasting.
له ولا آخرية.
It has no ending or no final point.
فصلاح العبد باستحضار وجود الله تعالى بهذا المعنى اللائق بعظمة الله.
So the piety or the rectitude of the slave is in him or her calling to heart the awareness, being aware of Allah's existing in this meaning.
ومن أبرز وأولى صفات الحق الموجود جل جلاله التي يجب أن يلاحظها العبد علمه به وإحاطته بما في ضمير وسر ونجوى.
And from the most apparent and most appropriate of Allah's attributes for the slave to be aware of is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's encompassing knowledge and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's awareness of that which is in the heart of that slave.
وهذه هي المراقبة لله تبارك وتعالى وهي مفتاح حضور قلب الإنسان مع ربه.
And this is muraqaba or mindfulness, or they translate it also as vigilance, being aware, mindful of Allah's encompassing and observation of one's heart, and that is the key that opens the door for the slave to presence with Allah.
وكل مؤمن يعلم هذا ويوقن به. ولكن الشأن في دوام هذا الاستشعار لاطلاعه عليك.
And every believer knows this and is certain of this, but what is appropriate or what's important in this affair is that becoming strong and that feeling or awareness persisting for the slave.
فاستشعار أنه يرى باطنك كما يرى ظاهرك ويعلم ما في سرك كما يعلم ما في نجواك لا تخفى منك خافية عليه جل جلاله هذا الاستشعار هو باب الحضور مع الله سبحانه وتعالى وهو أساس المراقبة.
So the feeling that Allah knows the outward of your outward just like your inward, He knows that which is secret just that, like that which is public, that feeling is the key to opening a door of presence with Allah Ta'ala, that Allah knows what is deep within your soul.
وإذا دام هذا الاستشعار واستمر أخرج الظلمات وأنواع الحجب من باطن الإنسان.
And if this feeling persists and lasts in the heart of the slave, it rids the heart of various types of darkness and purifies the heart.
فيرتقي حينئذ إلى ما يسمى بالشهود.
So the slave then ascends to a station that is called shuhud. We could translate it as spiritual vision.
وكل الذي ذكرناه مطوي في قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين عبر وعرف الإحسان فقال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك.
And all that we've just mentioned is enveloped in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that ihsan, spiritual perfection, is to worship Allah as if you see Him. If you do not see Him, for surely He sees you.
ولأن أهل هذا العلم ينتبهون مما يخطر على بالهم وما يجري في صدورهم ويفرقون بين الخواطر. جاء أيضا بالآية في قوله واعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروه احذروه تعالى أن يرى ما لا يحب منكم.
And the possessors of this knowledge, they are very cautious about what occurs in their heart and the notions that they accept in their heart. So the Shaykh mentioned the verse of Allah, and know that Allah knows that which is in with that which is within your souls, so beware of Him.
فهم يفرقون بين لمة الملك ولمة الشيطان.
So they watch the notions of their heart and differentiate between notions of angelic origin and whisperings of demonic origin.
كما أرشدهم إلى ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Just as Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم directed them to this.
فقال أما لمة الشيطان فإعاد بالشر وتخويف بالفقر.
And he said, as for the notion of demonic origin, that is a threat of, that is a promise or of evil or a threat of poverty.
وأما لمة الملك فوعد بالخير وتصديق بالحق.
And as for the angelic notion, then that is a promise of good or reward and an affirmation of the truth.
وَقَالَ اِقْرَوْا إِنْ شِيْتُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ وَيَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا.
If you wish, then recite the verse of translation of the meaning is, the shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit indecent acts or wrong acts, and Allah promises you forgiveness from him and reward.
وَيَرْجِعُ حَاصِلُ مَا يَخْطُرُ عَلَى بَالِ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَى أَرْبَعَةِ أَصْنَافِ.
And the, in summary, the notions that occur to the heart of the human being are of four types.
والأصل في الأربعة هذان هاتان اللمتان اللتان ذكرهما صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the basis of these four are those two that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has just mentioned.
فإن الله تبارك وتعالى لما خلق الإنسان جعل له هذا الباطن هذا القلب وجعل أمورا تصل إليه ما كان من الخير بواسطة الملك هو اللمة الملك وما كان من الشر بواسطة الشيطان فهو لمة الشيطان.
Allah created this human a soul and heart and made thoughts occur therein. The thoughts that are of good, Allah sent by the medium of the angel, and the thoughts that are wicked, Allah sends by the medium of demons, of shayateen.
فَخَاطِرُ الْخَيْرِ يُسَمَّى بِالْإِلْهَامِ.
A good notion is called inspiration, ilham.
وَخَاطِرُ الشَّرِّ يُسَمَّى بِالْوَسْوَاسِ.
And a wicked thought, a wicked thought is called whispering or waswasa.
وَالْقَبُولُ وَالْاِسْتِعْدَادُ الْقَلْبِ لِقَبُولِ خَاطِرِ الْخَيْرِ يُسَمَّى تَوْفِيقِ.
And the aptitude, preparedness of the heart to accept a good thought is called tawfiq.
وَاِسْتِعْدَادُهُ لِقَبُولِ خَاطِرِ الشَّرِّ يُسَمَّى خُذْلَانِ.
And the disposition of the heart to accept a wicked thought is called khudlan, failure or being forsaken.
وباطن القلب إذا صفا واستمع إلى لمة الملك وخاطر الخير ودام على ذلك فاجأته خواطر من فضل الله مباشرة إلى قلبه من غير واسطة الملك وهذا الذي يسمى بالخاطر الرباني.
And if the heart is purified and illumined and it accepts the angelic notion and acts thereupon, then the heart will receive a notion of divine origin that comes directly to the heart, not by the means of the angel, and that is called a lordly notion.
وَالنَّفْسُ إِذَا أَصْغَتْ لِخَاطِرِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَاسْتَمَرَّتْ مَعَهُ صَارَتْ وَكِيلَةً عَنْهُ فَهِيَ تُخْطِرُ الْخَوَاطِرَ مُسَاعِدَةً لَهُ مِنْ ذَاتِهَا مِنْ دُونِ وَاسِطَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ.
And if the ego or the self, the nafs, it listens to the whisperings of the devil and persists in this, accepts them, then it begins to become as if it's an agent or a representative of these whisperings, initiating its own wicked thoughts, and those thoughts are and that without the means of a devil. So then this is now again those four types of thoughts or notions.
رباني وهو الذي يرد على القلب مباشرة من دون واسطة الملك.
The lordly notion, that is what comes to the heart directly, not by the means of an angel.
وهذا قوي لا يستطيع الإنسان دفعه.
And this thought, it is strong. A person cannot divert it.
والثاني الخاطر الملكي.
And the second is the angelic notion.
وهو الذي يرد بواسطة الملك إلى القلب.
And this is that which comes to the heart by the means of an angel.
وعلامته طمانينة مع وروده وأنه يقوى بذكر الله.
And its sign is that it is there is calmness or tranquility to ma'nina when it comes, and it is strengthened by the remembrance of Allah.
والثالث الخاطر الشيطاني.
And the third is the demonic notion, the shaitani notion.
وعلامته أن يكون مع عجل وسرعة لا طمأنينة فيه ويضعف بذكر الله.
And a sign of it is that it comes in haste, quickly, not with tranquility, with tumatnina, and that it is weakened by the dhikr of Allah.
والرابع الخاطر النفساني.
And the fourth is the egoistic notion, the notion of the lower self.
وعلامته التشبث بشيء من المخالفات لا يريد غيرها. بخلاف الشيطان فإنه يمكن أن ينتقل من شر إلى أي شر آخر لأن المقصود الإغواء أما النفس فلها هوى تريد شيئا مخصوصا.
And the sign of the notion of the nafs, of the ego, is that it clings to one transgression that it wants, not deviating from that. That the demonic whisperings fluctuate. Their aim is to cause you to fall into evil coming from here or there. The ego, rather, it has something that it desires and it insists on this.
وَلَا يَظْهَرْ ضُعْفُهُ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِلَّا إِذَا قَوِيَ الذِّكْرُ فَاسْتَغْرَقَ بَاطِنَ الْإِنسَانِ.
And it is not weakened, its weakness does not appear from the dhikr of Allah until the dhikr becomes powerful and encompasses the whole heart. Being.
إنما يضعف بذكر الموت.
It is only weakened again initially by the remembrance of death.
فعند استشعار الموت ونزوله تكف النفس عن شرها.
When one feels their mortality and the coming of their death, the egoistic desires are weakened.
وعلى فقه هذه الخواطر الأربعة وكيفية التعامل معها يتم صفاء باطن الإنسان.
And through developing a fiqh, an understanding of these four types of thoughts and how to manage them, the heart of the human being is purified.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا. ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
The Shaykh continues, I bear witness that there is no deity deserving worship except Allah alone without partner. There is, and then reciting the verse, there is no secret conversation between three people except that he is the fourth, nor five except that he is the sixth, nor between less or more than that. Without him being with them wherever they may be, on the day of resurrection he will show them what they have done. Allah truly has full knowledge of everything. And the word najwa, it's here translated as secret conversation. Habib is saying that it's a discussion and a conversation.
فإن كان يتخاطب ويتناجى ثلاثة فأخبر الله عن نفسه أنه رابعهم.
So if three people are speaking to each other, Allah has informed us that He is their fourth.
من حيث اطلاع عليهم ورؤيته إياهم وإحاطته بهم.
From the point of view of his awareness of them, his vision of his sight of them, and his surrounding or encompassing them.
وقال عن الخمسة إنه سادسهم.
And Allah says of five who are speaking that He is their sixth.
ثم استغرق جميع أنواع النجوى فقال ولا أدنى من ذلك أقل من الثلاثة ولا أكثر من الخمسة ومن ما ذكر من هؤلاء الثلاثة إلا هو معهم.
And then Allah included all conversations and says not less than this or more. Less than the three that was mentioned, except that he is with them. So how very severe is our heedlessness of this Allah who is present with us.
وعلم أهل التصوف يقوم على إحياء هذا المعنى في القلب على الدوام.
And the knowledge of tasawwuf is based on bringing life to this meaning in our heart persistently, that this meaning persists in our heart. The knowledge that He is with them wherever they may be.
And
And upon this is based the fact that Allah will inform them of what they used to do on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is informing them in the way of recompensing them or requital for what they used to do.
فنسأل الله أن يمن علينا بحظ وافر من الحضور معه وشهوده.
So we ask Allah to grant us a great fortune of presence with Him and vision of Him, subhanahu.
وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
The Shaykh continues, and I bear witness that our master, our prophet, and the coolness or the joy of our eyes, Muhammad, is his servant and messenger. He sent him with guidance and the religion of truth to give it ascendancy over all other religions, however much the polytheists may hate this or be adverse.
وخاطبه بقوله تعالى يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا.
And Allah spoke to him with his saying, Ta'ala, O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness, as a bearer of glad tidings and warning, as one who calls people to Allah by his permission and a radiant lamp. Give the believers the good news that great bounty awaits them from Allah.
عند ذكر شهادة أن محمد رسول الله أتى بآيات فيها خطاب الله للنبي ووصف النبي.
When the author brought the testification of the message of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned verses in which there is the description of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his qualities.
لأن هذا العلم كل قائم على اتباع هذا النبي والاقتداء به والاتصاف بصفاته.
Because this knowledge is entirely based upon following, close following, emulation of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as well as adopting his qualities.
فما لهم من فضل إلا على قدر اتباعهم له واقتدائهم به.
So they have no merit except to the extent of their emulation of this Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and close following of him.
وفي ذلك يقول الجنيد بن محمد البغدادي سيد الطائفة بالصوفية ببغداد الطرق كلها مسدودة إلا على من اكتفى أثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Due to this, Sayyidina al-Junaid bin Muhammad in Baghdad, the master of the group of the people of Tasawwuf in Baghdad, he said, all of the pathways are blocked except for the one who traces the steps of the messenger.
فذكر خطاب الله للنبي بقوله إن أرسلناك.
And he mentioned the saying of Allah to his prophet, surely we have sent you.
وهي الرسالة التي تميزت عن جميع الرسالات قبلها.
And this is with a message that is distinguished from all of the previous messages.
وحال كونه شاهدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أكبر الشهود في الخلق يوم القيامة.
And he mentioned the state of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم being a witness. And he is the greatest witness of all on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Rising.
وَمُبَشِّرًا لِكُلِّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا جَاءَ عَنْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّعِيمِ الْعَظِيمِ.
And he is a bearer of glad tidings for everyone who believes that he will receive Jannah and eternal bliss.
وَنَذِيرًا لِكُلِّ مَنْ كَذَّبْ وَأَعْرَضْ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِالْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ وَشِدَّةِ الْجَحِيمِ.
And he brings warning from everyone who belies and disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will have the threat of punishment and fire.
وَكَذَلِكَ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ يَهْتَمُّ بالترغيب في المنجيات والأمور المحبوبات لله.
And similarly, this knowledge encourages that we perform these virtues that are beloved to Allah, which are causes of salvation.
وينذر خطر الذنوب والصفات التي يبغضها الله.
And also, this knowledge warns us of the danger of sin and of Allah's wrath.
فهم يكتفون أثر نبي الله الداعي إلى الله بإذنه.
So then they trace or follow the footsteps of Allah's Prophet who was a summoner to Allah.
ويستنيرون في جميع أحوالهم بنوره.
And they seek light in all of their states from His light.
والذي قال الله في وصفه وسراجا منيرا.
And He is the one about whom Allah said, He is a radiant lamp, سراجا منيرا.
ولهم اعتناء بمن أقبل على الله وتوجه إليه على وجه الخصوص.
And they have a concern specifically for those that direct themselves to Allah and turn to Allah.
فيحثونه ويرقبونه ويأخذون بيده.
So they encourage this person and urge this person and take this person by the hand.
مقتدين بنبيهم الذي قال الله له وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا.
And this is following their prophet who Allah ordered to say and give glad tidings to the believers that they have from Allah an immense grace.
وقد بين الفضل الكبير في آية أخرى.
And Allah has clarified what is this immense grace in another verse.
قال تعالى والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات في روضات الجنات.
Allah said, those who believe and perform pious deeds, they are in the gardens of paradise. They have whatever they wish with their Lord. That is the immense grace. That is the great beneficence.
قال وخاطبه صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
And Allah spoke to him, Ta'ala, with his saying, the Arabic letter, Noon, I swear by the pen and all that they write, you are not, by the grace of your Lord, a madman. You will have a never-ending reward. Truly, you are upon a magnificent character. Allah swore an oath that his prophet is upon a magnificent character.
قال رجال من أئمة أهل التصوف إن التصوف خلق فمن زاد عليك في الأخلاق فقد زاد عليك في التصوف.
And the elect scholars of the science of tasawwuf have said, describing it, that tasawwuf is character, khuluq, someone who outstrips you in character has outstripped you in tasawwuf.
ولهذا اعتنى بذكر هذه الآية هنا.
And for this reason, the author took care to mention these verses here.
ووصفه بقوله تعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
And he also mentioned, the Sheikh also mentioned the saying of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has truly been gracious to the believers in sending them a messenger from themselves to recite his revelations to them, or signs to them, to purify them, and to teach them the scripture and wisdom. Before that, they were clearly astray. So Allah here mentions the three objectives of the message.
الدعوة إلى الله بإشارة قوله يتلو عليهم آياته.
Summoning to Allah indicated by his saying, he recites to them Allah's signs.
والتزكية والتهذيب والتطهير للنفوس بقوله ويزكيهم.
Purifying, refining, and cleansing the souls indicated by the saying of Allah, and He purifies them, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ.
وَأَخْذُ الْعِلْمِ بِقَوْلِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ.
An acquisition of knowledge indicated by His saying, and He teaches them the scripture and the wisdom.
وَالْكِتَابُ هُوَ الْقُرْآنُ وَالْحِكْمَةُ سُنَّتُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And the book or the scripture is the Quran, and the wisdom is the Sunnah.
وَكُلُّ عُلُومِ الدِّينِ وَالشَّرِيعَةِ مُسْتَفَادَةٌ.
All religious knowledge is gained from or derived from the book and the sunnah.
وجاء بهذه الآية لتعلق هذا العلم بهذه المقاصد الثلاثة عامة ومقصد التزكية خاصة.
And the author brought this verse and cited this verse due to this knowledge of tasawwuf relating to these three objectives in general and specifically to the objective of purification.
ولما كان أيضا من أسس التصوف أن يقوم على الرحمة والحرص على الناس وإرادة الخير لهم أتبعه بهذه الآية.
When the foundations, the fundamentals of tasawwuf are based on mercy, immense concern, and tenderness for people, Allah, the author brought the next verse.
وَهِيَ قَوْلُهُ وَبِقَوْلِهِ تَعَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And that is the saying, a messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Your suffering distresses him. It's difficult for him. He is deeply concerned for you and full of kindness and mercy towards the believers. Or you can say compassion and mercy towards the believers. بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
وكان شيخنا الحبيب عبد القادر بن أحمد السقاف عليه رحمة الله تعالى يقول إذا قدم إلي أحد من الناس طلبا أتوسط له فيه فأسعى له فإن تأخر ذلك عني قلقت في منامي فلا أستطيع النوم ليالي حتى يقضي الله وطر ذلك الشخص.
And the Habib said, our Sheikh Al-Habib Abdul Qadir, he said that if anyone comes to us seeking some need from us, that distresses us immensely and we're not able to sleep until we fulfill the request of that individual.
وهذه وراثاته عزيزٌ عليهم ما عنتم حريصٌ عليكم.
And that is from the inheritance of Allah saying, your hardship is difficult for him and he is very concerned for you.
اللهم صل وسلم أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم على عبدك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم.
O Allah, send your most graceful prayers, salat, and purest peace upon your servant and beloved, our messenger Muhammad, the guide to your straight path.
وعلى آله وأهل بيته المقترنين بالقرآن لن يتفرقا حتى يرد عليه الحوض يوم القيامة.
And upon his folk and the people of his house, أهل بيته, those who are in union with the Quran, who will not separate from it until they each reach him at the basin or his watering place, the hold.
ولما ذكر الإمام الكلابادي أئمة أهل هذا العلم علم التصوف ذكر في أوائلهم الإمام علي زين العابدين بن الحسين بن علي بن أبي طالب.
And the Imam Al-Kalabadi, who's from the early Imams of this discipline of Tasawwuf, he mentioned the Imam Ali bin Hussein Zain al-Abidin.
وكان قد ألف ذلك الكتاب في أول القرن الرابع الهجري قبل ألف سنة ومئة سنة.
He authored this book that is being cited in the beginning of the 4th century, 1100 years ago.
وابتدأه بذكر علي زين العابدين لارتباط القرآن بهؤلاء ونفعهم للأمة على مدى الزمان.
And he began that book with the mention of Ali Zain al-Abidin due to the connection, the bond between this knowledge and those people of the family of the Prophet ﷺ, and they're being joined with the Quran until they come to the Prophet ﷺ at his basin.
فما من إمام من أئمة التفسير ولا من أئمة الحديث ولا من أئمة الفقه في الدين إلا وله ارتباط قوي بأهل البيت من حيث التلقي عنهم ومن حيث المودة والمولاة لهم.
And there is no imam of the science of Quranic exegesis, tafsir, or the science of prophetic tradition, hadith, or the science of law, fiqh, except that he will have a love and a connection. He'll have a connection to the people of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a point of view of love for them and allegiance towards them.
وعلى أصحابه المهاجرين والأنصار أهل السبق والفضل والكرامة.
And upon his companions, the migrants and helpers, the muhajirin and the ansar, the people of precedence, virtue and honor. And the way of those folk, those elite folk, is reverence for all of the people of the prophetic house and all of the prophetic companions.
ولا يقبلون ما زاغ فيه أهل الضلال من ادعاء محبة أحد على ببغض الآخر.
And they do not accept what those who have deviated have fallen into of revering one of these two groups and having a hatred for the other.
فقد كذب والله من يدعي محبة الصحابة مع بغضه لآل بيت المصطفى.
I swear by Allah that he is a liar who makes the claim of loving the people of the prophetic house while hating the prophetic companions.
كما كذب من يدعي محبة آل بيت المصطفى مع بغضه لأصحابه
And similarly, and I might have reversed it, he lies who says that he loves Ahl Bayt with a hatred of the companions. And similarly, he claims love of the companions with hatred of Ahl Bayt. That's a lie.
لأن الأصل والشرف للصنفين الصحابة وآل البيت مصدر واحد.
Because the honor and the nobility of both the people of the prophetic house and the prophetic companions is from one single origin.
If
one belittles one of these two noble groups, they've in fact belittled the origin, and that is a nobility that they gain from their connection to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The nobility of one group is by the companion, being in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the nobility of the other is by their lineage tracing itself to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the origin of the nobility of each of these two groups is one.
فإن لم يكن لهؤلاء شرف فليس لهؤلاء شرف.
So if this group does not have a nobility, the other does not either.
وإن كان لهؤلاء شرف فلهؤلاء شرف.
And if this group is noble, so is the other.
رزقنا الله محبتهم وموالاتهم في الله.
May Allah grant us their love and allegiance for His sake.
وعلى تابعيهم بإحسان.
And upon those who follow them with excellence. And may Allah make us and you all from them. And upon his forefathers and brothers from the prophets and messengers. Their families and companions, the angels brought near. And all of Allah's righteous servants.
أما بعد فهذا بيان موجز كاف عن حقيقة التصوف وسمات أهل طريقه.
To proceed, this is a sufficient, clear, and concise exposition of the reality of tasawwuf and the traits of its people.
ينتفع به إن شاء الله المستبين والمستخدي والمنصف ومن شاء الله من عباده.
By Allah's will, it will benefit those who sincerely seek clarification and guidance, as well as whomever else Allah wills from among His servants. And someone who's seeking guidance or clarification, again, that's someone who seeks to clearly understand. He wants the truth to become clear to him or her. And al-mustahdi, that's the one seeking guidance. And he wanted to be, this person, he or she wants to be guided to the truth. And the one being translated as sincere is the one who is fair. They want to be guided and they don't hate the truth.
متعصب والمحكم لهواه ومريد المتاع الفاني فلا تغنيه آية ولا حجة.
As for the one who's a fanatic and all they want is their own caprice, that person is not benefited by verses or proofs.
فحالهم كمن قال الله فيهم وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها.
And their state is as Allah described: if they see a sign, if they see every single sign, they don't believe in it.
حتى قال ولو فتحنا عليهم بابا من السماء فظلوا فيه يعرجون لقالوا إنما سكرت أبصارنا بل نحن قوم مسحورون.
And Allah said of them, to the extent that even if we open for them a door to the heavens and they continued to ascend there through that this door, say that we have been bewitched, our eyes have only been bewitched.
ولما كان الأمر بيد الله فهؤلاء المذكورون هم أقرب إلى الهداية بحكم السنة الربانية لكن الله له إطلاق أن يهدي من شاء حتى من المتعصب والمتعجرف قال ومن شاء الله من عباده.
And when this is the way that Allah typically connects guidance to these causes, however, that guidance is in Allah's hand and within Allah's will. The author mentioned, even someone who is fanatical or even someone who is clinging to their own caprice can be guided. So the author mentioned, and whomever Allah wills of His servants can be guided, regardless of their state.
فالله ينشر الهداية لعباده وخلقه.
We ask Allah to spread guidance to His slaves and to all of His creation.
ويوفر حظنا منها.
And may Allah give us a great fortune of this guidance.
ونحن متعبدون بسؤال الهداية للجميع.
And all of us are enslaved to obey Allah by seeking guidance for all.
وأن نعمل الأسباب لهداية الجميع.
And that we take the causal means for all of these to be guided.
ثم إن من له الحكم يهدي لنوره من يشاء.
And then the decree ultimately is solely for Allah. He guides to His light whomever He wills.
اللهم اهدنا في من هديت.
And we ask you, Allah, to guide us among those whom You've guided.
لوسع الله النفع به لمصنفه وقارئه وكاتبه وسامعه وأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the author prays, may Allah extend or make vast its benefit for the author, reader, scribe, listener, and the entire ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
فمصنفه محتاج إلى النفع به.
So the author is in need of gaining benefit from this.
أن يخرج من جميع الكذب والتزوير والزيغ في ما أورد.
And that he be delivered from anything that is dishonest or deceptive. And so on in what has been transmitted. And that he in a good way demands from himself to act thereupon. And that he takes advantage of the opportunity to increase in understanding and knowledge in that which he's clarifying. And that he be a cause of the spread of light, guidance, and clarification of the truth. And other types of benefit that the author is in need of.
وكذلك القارئ والكاتب والسامع.
Similarly, the one who reads it, the scribe, the listener, or translator.
وإذا شاء نفع جميع الأمة إنه قريب مجيب.
And if Allah wills, He can benefit the whole community. Verily, He is near and He answers prayers. Amen.
وابتدأ بعد هذه المقدمة بذكر تعريف للتصوف.
The author, after this introduction, by defining tasawwuf.
فنذكر أوله ويأتي بقيته في الدرس بعد هذا.
So let us mention its beginning, and the rest will come in the upcoming lesson.
فقال التصوف هو حسن العمل والاتصاف بمقتضى خطاب الحق سبحانه وتعالى ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذوقا وتحققا.
The author says Sufism, tasawwuf, is to excellence with ihsan, and to embody the qualities pursuant with the message of Allah, the real Al-Haq, and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, both experientially and with realization.
ومن تأمل تعاريف القوم عن هذا عن التصوف وما قالوا فيه حتى وصل التعريف إلى ألف ووصل إلى ألفي تعريف يجد أن كل تلك التعاريف بألفها أو مندرج في هذا التعريف.
And there are many definitions of this discipline of tasawwuf or Sufism. They might reach 1,000, they reach 1,000 or even 2,000. However, all of those 2,000 definitions, they are included in this first definition.
فكثير من التعاريف يشير إلى جزء من جزئيات هذا.
Many of the various definitions indicate one element of this first definition, which is inclusive.
أو إلى أظهر صفات التصوف.
Or these definitions indicate one of the most apparent virtues of tasawwuf.
ولكن مع ذلك حسن العمل والاتصاف أي حسن العمل وحسن الاتصاف بمقتضى خطاب الله ورسوله.
And this is combined by the definition an excellent application and embodiment of the dictates of the divine address and that of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
والارتقاء في العمل وفي الأوصاف إلى رتبة الذوق والتحقق.
And ascending through action and embodiment of virtue to a state of experience or literally taste and realization.
أنه القمة في تلقي شؤون هذه الرسالة وحسن القيام بحقها.
So then know that this is the very pinnacle of receiving the light of this message and application or being characterized by this light.
وبين المعنى بقوله فهو الارتقاء بعلم اليقين إلى عين اليقين وحقه.
And he indicated the ascent by his saying, and it is an ascension from certain knowledge to certain sight and to true certainty.
بهذا التعريف تعلم أننا وعامة المنتسبين إلى التصوف إنما نكون من زمرة المتشبهين أو متشبه المتشبهين.
So then this definition indicates that most of us who are ascribed to this discipline or the people of this discipline, we are in fact those who are emulating them or emulating those who emulate them rather than being truly realized in the virtues of this discipline. And the clarification of these degrees will come inshallah ta'ala.
May Allah
gaze to all of us and you. May Allah turn with His noble countenance upon towards us and you. May Allah give life to what has died within us. And may Allah return to us what's been lost of these immense good and the realities of honesty and steadfastness. May Allah give us understanding and true
knowledge.
And may Allah give us to be fair with ourselves and also acknowledge our shortcomings. And may Allah make us of those who know their real value. And so they don't go beyond their proper limit. And they don't go beyond their proper bounds. And they claims of things that they're not truly embodying.
Oh
Allah, make us firm in the truth in what we say. Make us firm upon the truth in our deeds. May Allah make us firm on the truth in our beliefs.
Oh
Allah, protect us from doubt and trials in that.
وزدنا منك توفيقا.
And give us an increase in your creating in us the ability to obey.
واسقنا في محبتك كاسا رحيقا.
And give us to drink from your love a sweet drink.
واسلك بنا في دنيا منهجا رشيدا وطريقا.
And make us follow in uprightness a way that is guided.
وألحقنا بالنبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسنك رفيقا.
And join us with the prophets, the true saints, the siddiqeen, the martyrs, and the pious, and that is excellent company.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
By your mercy,
الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الفاتحة.